Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast on junior firefighter programs. I'm Heather Schaefer, Executive Director of the National Volunteer Fire Council. Joining me today are Jim Williams, Jeff Cash, Alan Matheny, and Mike Barnett, four fire service leaders who have strong experience and expertise with junior firefighter programs. These panelists are going to share with you some insight into how to operate a successful junior firefighter program and discuss some best practices they have used in their own programs and seen from other departments. Before we begin our discussion, I want to introduce you to the NVFC's National Junior Firefighter Program and the resources available to you through this initiative as you implement, expand, and market your own local junior firefighter program. Junior firefighter programs are important to the long-term health of the fire service. For decades, retention and recruitment have been two of the main challenges facing the fire service. Over the past 20 years, the number of volunteer firefighters in the U.S. has decreased by 7%, and yet volunteers make up 72% of our nation's fire service. At the same time, the fire service is an aging population. Only 25% of firefighters are under the age of 30, while about 46% are age 40 and over. Considering how much our nation relies on firefighters during disasters of all kinds, we need to find ways to increase the number of people who become firefighters and stay in the fire service. One way to do this is for departments to begin forming connections with the members of the community while they are young. By engaging youth to learn about and participate in the fire service, we are fostering a new generation that may continue their involvement in the emergency services as they enter into adulthood. These junior firefighters may go on to become volunteer or career firefighters, or even if they choose another path, they may maintain their connection with the fire service and provide much-needed community support for their fire department throughout their lifetime. While thousands of local junior firefighter programs exist nationwide, the NVFC developed a national program that serves as an umbrella to all of these local programs. We launched the National Junior Firefighter Program in 2007, and the program continues to expand in its reach and resources thanks to the generous support from the Duncan Brands Community Foundation and Spartan Motors. The National Junior Firefighter Program offers departments tools and resources for establishing and expanding local programs that encourage youth participation. These include steps for starting a program, sample documents, marketing ideas, and more. Departments can also use the National Junior Firefighter Program's resources to help recruit junior firefighters and provide incentives to retain them. The program includes a searchable online database that youth can use to find a program near them to join. Junior firefighters can also use the program to log their hours of service and receive incentive rewards and recognition at certain milestones. To register your department with the National Junior Firefighter Program and access the program's resources, go to www.nvfc.org/juniors. Registration is free. New for 2008, the NVFC is offering 10 $5,000 scholarships to outstanding junior firefighters and 10 $5,000 grants to their departments. The scholarships are sponsored by the Duncan Brands Community Foundation and are designed to reward dedicated junior firefighters with financial assistance toward their higher education. The departments of these scholarship recipients also receive a grant to help further their junior firefighter program. Learn more about the National Junior Firefighter Scholarship and Grant Program at www.nvfc.org/juniors. Now that we've talked a little about the National Junior Firefighter Program, our panel will discuss some of the key components and considerations for establishing and maintaining a local program. Each of our panelists serves on the National Junior Firefighter Program's advisory group. Jim Williams will be moderating the discussion, Jim was instrumental in the establishment and management of the Firemen's Association of the State of New York Scholarship Program. He is the director from New York to the NBFC board, serves on our executive committee, and served as the finance committee chair for many years. Joining Jim is Jeff Cash, the NBFC's North Carolina director and fire chief of the Cherryville Fire Department in North Carolina. The Cherryville Junior Member Program had its beginnings back in 1984 and was formalized in 1996. In fact, of the 46 members of his department, 30 started out as junior member either in the Cherryville Fire Department or a neighboring program. Also joining us is Alan Matheny, past chief and past president of the Hartley Volunteer Fire Company. Alan's been involved with the Hartley Junior Program since its inception in 1992 and has assisted with the state DVFA scholarship program for many years. Alan is the NBFC's alternate director from Delaware and serves as our secretary treasurer. Finally, we have Mike Barnett of the Elk Ridge Volunteer Fire Department in Maryland. The Elk Ridge Junior Program was established in 1998 and has had incredible success. The program consistently maintains a membership of about 50 juniors. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, these panelists will share their experiences and offer some thoughts and insights for local junior programs.
I'm Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News. As a former volunteer firefighter, I know fire departments around this country need your help with fundraising, education, promotions, and other non-emergency tasks. Visit www.firecorps.org to find a program near you.
Welcome back, and thanks to Heather and to all of the participants joining us today. I'm Jim Williams, and I'll be moderating our discussion. As Heather mentioned, there are many reasons to start a junior firefighter program in a local department. And I should clarify that although we are using the term junior firefighter program, we are really talking about all programs that promote youth participation. These include junior member programs, explorer programs, and any other youth programs. Mike, what do you think are some of the things a department should keep in mind when developing a local youth program?
Well, one of the biggest things is getting the support of your department, which you'll need for any junior program to succeed. The department will be the ones allowing you to use their space and equipment to train, and will probably provide initial funding to buy some of the items you'll need, such as T-shirts. The department may also need to supply some sort of insurance in case anyone is to get hurt. And, of course, you're going to need some advisors from the department to oversee and train the juniors. For funding, we hold a number of different kinds of fundraisers, such as bake sales, operating a concession stand at the weekly bingo. Where we get the most of our funding is from a youth dance we hold in our hall once a month. With these fundraisers, on the most part, we're able to be self-sufficient and not too much of a financial burden on the active department. We were able to purchase uniforms, training equipment, and supplies with the money we raise. You should also have some sort of basic rules or guidelines on how a program is to be ran, and examples of these guidelines can be found on the MVFC's website. Another thing is the support of the junior firefighter parents, since they can be the ones that take some of the burden off the advisors in organizing fundraisers and gatherings. In addition to preparing the juniors to move onto the active department, the junior program has been very successful in our department as a recruitment tool where the junior parents have joined the active department as firefighters and EMTs. I'm a product of that, where I was a parent who joined the active department in an effort to help the junior program. And over the past few years, we've had around a dozen parents go on this route and join the active department. We've also gotten a few dozen parents to join as associate members, where they help in non-firefighter aspects of the department, such as fundraising, board of directors, and helping with committees. So our department has benefited from the junior program in bringing new people into our organization. All in all, the junior program can be very rewarding to all the adults that help and can be a great benefit to the department.
Thanks, Mike. Those are some good points. Now tell me, given your experience with the Elk Ridge program, what obstacles do you think departments should be aware of when developing a program, and what are some of the ways they can avoid or overcome these obstacles?
Well, with most junior programs, you're looking at juniors that are going to be in within their teen years, and the teen years can be a very tough period. You need to get a number a number of young adults interested in the program initially, but keeping them can be challenging. Not only do you have to deal with the fire and EMS training, sometimes you have to deal with some of the personality difficulties that the juniors are having with the kids their own age, parents, school, and school where they got to keep up with themselves academically. Sometimes the advisors do more than just teach juniors about the fire service. They must sometimes mentor these young adults on issues that affect their lives outside of the department, such as school, peer pressure, and problems at home. And although we have some of the younger members of the department helping the junior firefighters out, and even acting as advisors, you'll need some more mature members who are capable of dealing with any conflicts that may arise in these young adults' lives.
You bring up a good point, Mike, about some of the challenges in working with this age group. As you noted, the teen years can be difficult, and one challenge that might arise is keeping the kids interested and engaged in the program. Alan, you have a thriving junior program that includes up to 15 kids ranging in ages from 14 to 16. What have you found to be the key factors in keeping these participants involved with the program?
One of the main things that I believe a company has to do is have a meaningful program that is worth the time that the kids are required to commit. When they get involved, they don't want to have to come down to the firehouse to do things that they term as a waste of their time. The program must be structured, and they need to have their own meetings and training programs that are relative to the activities that they are permitted to perform. And this structure must be constant, and it must be beneficial to the program. In addition, every program needs to offer some type of recreational events geared to the age and interest of the participants. As Mike mentioned, teen years can be very difficult years, and we've got to have programs that are interesting to them. And in some cases, those programs may not be of too much interest to their advisors or the adults that are in the company. But having such things as pizza parties when a job's been well done, going to the movies as a group, and either paying for it with funds that they've earned, or in our case, sometimes the company rewards their program by paying for events for them. We've taken our juniors to trade shows such as the Baltimore Expo or the Lancaster Show, and they show a lot of interest in this because they're seeing a bigger picture of the fire service rather than just our own local company and community operations. Got to designate responsible projects within your fire company that gives the junior members a sense of responsibility. In our case, such as selling refreshments, doing fundraising events. Bingo is one of the fundraising events that our juniors are responsible for, having people there to take care of the refreshments. And it gives them a sense of responsibility and a point that the fire department is really depending on them to do something to help out. One thing that is we found to be important is that we've got to treat all the juniors the same way. We cannot show favoritism, which is hard to avoid sometimes when we have a junior member who is the son or daughter of one of our active firefighting members. Sometimes we want to have a tendency maybe to cut them a little bit slack because either mom or dad's also in the fire company compared to a member who has no parents actively involved in the fire company. So this is something that, that you have to really work hard to make sure that you treat everybody the same. The availability of this scholarship program has been important to our juniors because some of the criteria in our state scholarship program is determined by the participation of the members in the company. So with our Delaware scholarship program. The more they do in the company, the more points they can get towards being a recipient of one of our scholarships. And as already been mentioned, you know, we've got to thank Spartan Motors providing the seed money to allow the National Volunteer Fire Council to establish a program specifically for our junior members. And on this particular case, more importantly, special appreciation to the Duncan Brands Community Foundation for supporting the scholarship program and grant program for the companies that have recipients in this program.
Thanks, Alan. Mike, you manage a program that has 50 members, ranging in ages from 9 to 15. Do you have any additional insights as to what keeps these youth involved?
Well, to keep the kids involved, we found we need to give the junior firefighters a voice in what kind of training they're interested in doing. Some of what we do in the fire service isn't necessarily exciting, such as certain types of classwork, but it's necessary. And with all the things nowadays to stimulate a young adult's mind, such as video games, computers, and iPods, we sometimes need to find challenging activities to make them want to come out on a weekday evening or weekend afternoon to learn about firefighting or EMS. So we need to ask them, what kind of training is it they would like to participate in?
One of the things both Alan and Mike touched on was to keep the activities interesting and challenging. Jeff, your program averages around 8 to 12 members, ranging in ages from 14 to 17. What kind of activities do these junior members participate in?
Jim, rest assured they want fun activities, but there's something that every department needs to keep in mind. There are legal ramifications that we must explore. For example, our junior member program is modeled from our Office of State Fire Marshal's Junior Member Standard. This standard is a recommended standard, and departments can opt to voluntarily adopt the standard. It offers guidance to fire departments in developing and administering their junior member programs. While designed to take into account state and federal child labor laws, including Fair Standard Labor Act, especially the Wage and Hour Act, as an example, our laws in North Carolina consider junior members to be minors. It prohibits them from some activities, and hours work are also addressed in the laws, sometimes limiting our junior members the time they can participate at the station, especially the hours of the day that they can participate. I recommend that each department research their state laws to make sure their program meets state regulations. Departments should make sure their bylaws, constitution, and charter reflect the proper authority to have their junior members. Our particular junior program, we utilize the ages of 14 and 15-year-olds as well as 16 and 17-year-olds. One thing we always try to keep in mind is that all activities that we allow the juniors to participate in should be limited to those considered non-emergency and non-operational activities. Some of the general restrictions in our program, naturally, juniors cannot be substituted for trained personnel. Junior members shall be equipped with appropriate protective equipment to accomplish assigned tasks. Junior members naturally cannot drive fire department vehicles or apparatus. We do not allow our junior members to climb aerial ladders. Junior members can be allowed to don self-contained breathing apparatus, but they may only be introduced to it at an awareness level. This allows them to get familiar with the apparatus but not jeopardize their safety. We don't allow our juniors to fill SCBA bottles for the dangers that are involved with filling bottles. We don't allow them to use any electrical tools. We don't allow them to use any hydraulic rescue tools. And one thing we make sure is during events, junior members are clearly marked via a helmet or particular kind of turnout gear to let everybody know in the training event or on the scene that they are juniors and they have limited activities that they can be involved in. Now for the good stuff, what they can be involved in. We allow them to take part in non-hazardous training as long as it's supervised by an adult and a training officer. They're allowed to participate in department functions within rehabilitation area of emergency scene, which is naturally normally a great distance away from the emergency. They're allowed support functions, you know, the good old event of rolling up hose and helping clean up the apparatus, of which they get a kick out of. They're allowed to pick up hose and other material after the incident's over, as long as the incident commander has deemed it all safe. there are many other opportunities that they're allowed to take part in, but it's all under the non-emergency, non-operational type mode. But we do find that they enjoy getting involved at whatever level the department feels it's a safe environment.
One thing that Alan mentioned before was the benefit of having a scholarship program available to the juniors. As Alan said, the MVFC has partnered with Duncan Brands Community Foundation to provide 10 $5,000 scholarships to juniors and 10 $5,000 grants to departments. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you see this program benefiting junior members in the fire service? Alan?
We found that in our program, a lot of our juniors over the years have been very interested in furthering their education and are looking here, there, and everywhere for scholarships to help finance their higher education. So I mentioned earlier, in Delaware, we've had a scholarship program for our members for many, many years, and it's been a routine for many of our junior members to apply for these scholarships at the state level. Having scholarship opportunities available gives the junior members something substantial to work for in the fire company if their scholarship is tied in any way to their activities within the company. I'm going to address a couple of the few of the highlights in the selection criteria so that everyone will have an idea of where we plan to go with our scholarship program. First of all, anyone that wants to apply must be a senior in high school or a high school graduate within the past 3 years who is enrolled or will be enrolled in the fall of 2008 for this coming year at an academic 2 or 4 year institution of higher learning, a trade school, or a certificate program. Got to either be a past or current junior member in the department that is registered with the NVFC. Have proven to be an active and vital member of the junior program for at least 1 year and currently be active in the department either as a junior firefighter or in some other capacity. The applying for the scholarship is going to be very simple. There's an application form, of course, that must be submitted along with a transcript from the institution most recently attended. They need to complete a 250-word essay outlining how being a junior firefighter has impacted their life, how the scholarship will help to further their field of study, and plans for the future involvement in emergency services. Now, as has been mentioned, for the departments that have recipients of these scholarships, there's also a $5,000 grant that is available to the departments that would that they can use to help benefit their junior program. But in order for the department to get this, they must also submit a 250-word essay outlining their current junior program and how this grant will assist them. You know, we're very thankful for the Duncan Brands Community Foundation for providing an additional opportunity for our young people to seek a scholarship. One thing I must point out for the departments, it is important that the local fire company register their junior firefighter program with the National Volunteer Fire Council. In order for an application to be considered for a scholarship, the junior's company or department must have their junior program registered. This is a very simple process, which can be completed online through www.nvfc.org/juniors, where additional information about the program can also be found.
Thanks, Alan. I hope all of our listeners will encourage their junior members to apply for this scholarship opportunity and utilize the other resources available through the NVFC's National Junior Firefighter Program. Now, Jeff, the Cherryville Fire Department is a true testament as to why junior programs are so important to the future of our fire service. Your department currently has 30 members that started out in a junior program. Can you tell us about some of your success stories and what components of your program you think have really worked in making it such a success?
Yes, Jim, the Terrible Fire Department has been very successful with our program. We have greatly benefited from our junior program. As you stated, 30 members of our 46 members of our department came from our junior program or from neighboring junior programs. A couple success stories. We have had junior members who have joined career departments in our area who are now serving as captains, fire marshals, and even an assistant chief among those ranks. One of our early members of our program is now chief of a fire department, so it has benefited greatly. And the other benefit of this is that these folks still live in our community and therefore still volunteer with our department. We have saw many benefits, the benefits of retention for our department. We also see it's beneficial in allowing youth to gain insight and interest in becoming long-term members of our department. Also, increasing awareness among the youth about volunteerism, which is so important for our country today in supporting their local community. We also see it providing departments with additional help in accomplishing non-firefighting, non-emergency tasks. We see as it provides leadership development for our community's youth who will someday be our future leaders. We also see the benefit of it educating parents and mentors of these youth and encourages volunteer among the whole family. We also found a great opportunity. The firefighters love it on the department, and they become good, positive role models for the youth in our program and the youth in our community. And for a department benefit, it allows broader-based community support for our fire department.
Thanks, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll wrap up with some final thoughts from our panelists.
Hi, I'm Aaron Kinney, professional football player and volunteer firefighter. Fire and EMS departments need your help to fight fires and emergencies of all kinds. The National Volunteer Fire Council provides a nationwide recruitment campaign to boost the emergency and non-emergency ranks in the fire service. Call 1-800-FIRELINE to find out about volunteer opportunities near you. You can also visit nvfc.org.
I think we have covered some important points and concepts for creating and maintaining a successful junior firefighter program. I would like to go around the group one more time and get some final thoughts from everyone. Let's start with Mike.
Well, I just wanted to say that junior programs are great for young adults because they have a safe place to go where they can learn about emergency services and form leadership skills that can help them later in life.
Alan?
I'd like to reiterate a lot of what's already been said about the junior program. I think it's a great program, and in our case, it is a proven program, because currently four of our eight line officers in our company have started early on in our junior program and have continued in the fire company, in the fire service, which I think is an important issue. And our current chief, who started in the program, is one of our officers of our county Fire Chiefs Association. So, you know, this program is allowing people to get started at an early age to become leaders within their fire company. It's also promoting recruitment for future firefighters, and it's helping to bring the families in. As someone else said, you know, we have gotten some junior members involved in the junior program, and then their fathers or mothers have also gotten interested in what the kids were doing, and they've decided to join the company also. And we found in our community, which is basically a rural community, that there's not a whole lot of things for the kids to do, and the firehouse just provides another opportunity for the kids in the area to get involved in the community and be a benefit to our local community.
Jeff, your last thoughts.
Thanks, Jim. We're so proud of our junior members, and they make such a great contribution to our fire department, and I encourage all fire departments to look at forming a junior program. It'll really benefit their department and their community.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our panelists for joining us today and providing some insight for establishing and maintaining a local junior firefighter program. I encourage all of our listeners to go to www.nvfc.org firefighterfund.org/juniors to learn more about the National Junior Firefighter Program. I would also like to remind you to remember to check your local, state, and federal laws governing youth in the fire service. And I would like to remind you to register your program with the MVFC for your scholarship eligibility. Again, you can register your program with the MVFC for free, and the website is www.nvfc.org/juniors. Thank you to Duncan Brands Community Foundation and Spartan Motors for making this possible. Have a good day and be safe.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.